दिल को आओ कर ले रोशन, आओ सीखे दीन की बातें।
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन वस्सलातु वस्सलामु अला खातमिन नबियीन अम्मा बाद फअऊजु बिललाहि मिनश शैतानिर रजीम बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम अस्सलातु वस्सलामु अलैका या रसूल अल्लाह व अला आलिका व सहाबिका या हबीब अल्लाह अस्सलातु वस्सलामु अलैका या नबी अल्लाह व अला आलिका व सहाबिका या नूर अल्लाह।
इस वक्त मैं लॉडियम में हूँ और इस्लामी भाइयों के जहनों में कुछ सवाल जो होते हैं वो इंशाल्लाह बयान करेंगे।
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह टुडे वी हैव बीन प्रेजेंट हियर इन लॉडियम इन प्रिटोरिया एंड फ्यू मोमेंट्स अगो वी ऑल वेंट फॉर सलातुल इशा, वी केम बैक, देयर वाज अ रिकॉर्डिंग सिलसिला आल्सो हियर, वी गॉट टू मीट ग्रीट एंड टॉक विद ईच अनदर। हाउएवर नाउ द इस्लामिक क्वेश्चंस दैट यू हैव इन योर माइंड इन योर हार्ट, एनी क्वेश्चन रिलेटेड टू द दीन, इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेरीज यू कैन आस्क योर क्वेश्चंस इंशाल्लाह।
माय नेम इज हमजा अब्दुल गफूर, आई एम द ग्रेट ग्रैंडसन ऑफ अ प्रोमिनेंट इमाम ऑफ लॉडियम प्रिटोरिया, इमाम मोहम्मद इब्राहिम अब्दुल गफूर। सो हाजी साहब, आई जस्ट वांट टू नो, यू नो दीज डेज लाइक ग्रोइंग अप post teen when you in your 20s and stuff, anxiety becomes a problem, you know, how to deal with things compared to how you were in school where everything was given easily. Now you have to strive for it, work for it hard. What's the solution, you know, to this anxiety that we experience?
Which type of anxiety you have?
It's basically like getting a job, you know, adjusting to the real world, the reality of what life is, because coming out of school, things are so much easier. It's easier in school. Now coming out, it's like just stress after stress after stress, and we're not used to it, you know. We're used to being there in school, going to school, coming back, eating, playing with the friends, going back to school, doing homework, and there's no pressure.
You remember when youngster, they're going to school, and when they see the elder person in their house, so that time they wish, हम भी इन जैसे बड़े होते हैं, यू नो। नाउ यू थिंक स्कूल लाइफ इज बेस्ट, देयर इज नो स्ट्रेस इन स्कूल लाइफ। इन पाकिस्तान इन उर्दू टेक्स्ट बुक, इंसान किसी हाल में खुश नहीं रहता।
ही हैज रेड इन ए बुक, इन ए टेक्स्ट बुक ऑफ द स्कूल, दैट ए ह्यूमन इज नेवर हैप्पी इन एनी कंडीशन।
बस वो दूसरों को देख समझता है कि मेरे को ऐसा होना चाहिए था।
He looks at others and he assumes that I just want to be like him.
अच्छा, ये जिंदगी पर चलता रहता है।
And this will go throughout your life.
ये गम, ये परेशानी, ये दुख, this is all are a part of life.
The sadness, the sorrow and these difficulties will be part of life.
Just only one place. There are no stress, no gum, no dukh, no parashani. Only Jannat.
There's only one place where there's no anxiety, there's no stress, and that is paradise, that is Jannah.
Do you have stress? No stress. Then, Allah. Main thing, कि अगर आप चाहते हैं कि हम बचे, देखिए स्ट्रेस फिर भी होगा, हम स्ट्रेस को, गम को, दुख को, परेशानी को इस सेंस में समझते हैं कि जब ये चीज हमें आती है तो हमारे गुनाहों को मिटाती है।
वी हैव टू टेक स्ट्रेस, एंग्जाइटी, सोरो एंड ऑल दीज अदर कैलामिटीज, एडवर्सिटीज ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इन अ डिफरेंट, वी हैव टू लुक एट इट फ्रॉम अ डिफरेंट एंगल, दैट दीज आर दोज प्रॉब्लम्स दैट विल कम टू इरेज आवर सिंस इन द दुनिया, इन द वर्ल्ड।
जब परेशानी आती है तो हम अल्लाह से मज़ी डरते हैं।
When a person is faced with calamities or problems in the world, then that problems takes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
हम कई गलत काम है जिसको छोड़ देते हैं।
We leave many wrong actions that we then leave, we don't do again.
होता ऐसा है कि अल्लाह पाक अपने बंदों को परेशानी, गम और दुख में मुब्तला फरमाता है और इसके जरिए अल्लाह पाक उन्हें गुनाहों से पाक फरमाता है।
It is the case that way Allah Azza wa Jalla showers these types of problems upon such a person, calamities, adversities, sorrows and pain. And because of that, it becomes an expiation for all his sins in the world. It becomes a reason for his sins to be forgiven in the dunya.
Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya.
The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated,
"Jab bande ke guna zyada ho jate hain,
when a person's sins is accumulated,
aur iske paas guna mitane wala amal nahi hota,
and he does not have an action which becomes an expiation for the sins.
To Allah paak use gham mein mubtala kar deta hai.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him gets involved in adversities of the world, in gham, in sorrows,
taake iske guna mita de,
so that his sins can be forgiven.
Allah paak ne bande ko koi maqam aur martaba ata farmana chahta hai.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give a station and a place to any of his servant, any of his slaves, his bandas,
magar uske paas aise amal nahi hote ke us maqam ko pahunche,
but that banda, that servant, does not have any actions through which he can attain that maqam and status,
Allah paak use gham mein mubtala farmata hai.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will involve that person in the sorrows,
us par musibatein nazil farmata hai,
calamities will descend upon that person,
us par wo sabr karta hai,
and then he will have patience upon those calamities,
Allah paak us sabr par ajr deta hai,
and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give rewards upon those patience,
aur us ajr par uske maqam ko buland farmata hai,
and upon that he will then increase his darajat and his stages.
Momin ke dono halat mein khushkhabri hai, usko gham pahunchta hai to sabr karta hai, aur ne'mat pahunchti hai to shukr karta hai.
So in both circumstances, a mu'min, a believer, is in a winning situation. If he is faced with sorrows and calamities, he has to have sabr, and when Allah bestows ni'mat and bounties upon him, then he shows shukr and gratefulness to Allah.
Ek aur bahut khoobsurat cheez hai isme.
There is one more beautiful angle and thing in this.
Main dukhi hoon.
I am sorrowful. I am in pain.
Main pareshan hoon.
I am stuck with calamities, adversities.
Mushkilat bahut hain.
Too much of hardships.
Isko dur kaun kar sakta hai?
Who can take this away?
Say loudly.
Allah.
Kaun dur kar sakta hai?
Allah.
Achhi baat ye hai ki meri in tamam tar kaifiyat ko mera Allah janta hai.
Allah.
The best thing is that whatever I'm struck with, the one who knows it is the one who can remove it.
Aur jo meri is halat ko janta hai,
and the one who knows this condition of mine,
wo meri maa se badhkar mujhse mohabbat farmata hai,
and he loves me more than my mother as well.
Wo arhamar rahimin hai, sabse badhkar rahim karne wala hai.
He is the one who exceedingly shows mercifulness and mercy towards his creation.
Aur wo qadir mutlak bhi hai,
and he is capable upon everything.
Wo dua sunta bhi hai.
He listens to your supplications.
Ab maine sirf usko dua karni hai.
And all you have to do is make dua and supplicate.
Ya Allah karam kar de.
Oh Allah, have mercy on me.
Aur mera kaam to yahi hai na.
This is our job, to make dua.
Ud'uni astajib lakum.
He states, ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask and I will grant.
Maine apna kaam kar diya, main banda hu.
You have did your job, I am a banda. Your job is to ask.
Ab uski rehmat hai, wo jo chahe kare.
And it is his mercy, and thereafter whatever he wills to do, he will do.
Hum sab Allah ke bande hain.
We all are his servants and slaves.
Hamara question nahi hai.
There is no questions that we should have.
Hum apne rab se sirf afiyat ka sawal kiya kare. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-ma'afata fi dunya wal akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Hum apne rab se afiyat ka, salamati ka, khair ka sawal kare. अल्लाह हमारे हक में जो बेहतर होगा वो हमें अता फरमा देगा. बस हम अपने रब की रज़ा पर राज़ी रहें, और ये नेमत भी उसी को मिलेगी जिसको अल्लाह चाहेगा.
Subhanallah. So our job as slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair, for blessings, for barakah, for mercy. This much you can do, and thereafter you should be happy with the decree and with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in terms of asking, you may ask Allah azza wa jalla for goodness in both the worlds. As Hazrat recited the verses of the Quran Pak, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. We can ask Allah azza wa jalla these things for barakat, for khair, for blessings in both the worlds, and nothing more than that, because we are his servants and he is our creator.
My Sheikh and Mulanas and everybody else over here, I want to ask a question and also give some kind of an idea referring to the young man as he's speaking like this. I just want to give all of us basically a mindset to open up in what he's in the ring, where he's fighting. He's in his own battle that we don't understand, as much as he's getting own punches that he feels. And as we sitting individually here, we don't understand the battle that he's facing. I do understand. There's a particular side of a child or a boy growing up. He would really love to be like you. but he's got so many battles that you've already passed by, you as an old person. And he needs that particular person who's going to keep on pushing him into going to the mosque, go to the gym. This is how you fight your battles. This is how you fight your anxiety. You understand? He can't always be strong on himself. He needs somebody at the back to keep on pushing him. Go read your namaz. Go and do this, go and do that. Because remember, there's so many things they're going through each and every daily basis. As a human being, you know, in each and every stage of life, you have different types of challenges. As a person, as my Molana's over there, he can't have my same battles. The only thing he's focused on right now, he knows that he can never miss his daily prayers. 5 times daily prayers is going to make sure that he had it. But I can't. Reason being, I've got friends. I'm sticking off of school. I want to get a job. I want to make sure that I become a good boxer like Hussein Muhammad. I want to do like he does. And if Muhammad Hussein, he is the answer for these boys to go on, let's give Muhammad the way. Say, boss, this is how you make sure that these boys in this anxiety, in this depression, can you be able to be the key for them to go back to the mosque and pray their namaz? Because you understand much better how these battles, they come along. Because I'm the one who understands the fight better than anybody else here, because I've been in the ring. I know the anxiety of standing there, getting the punches like anybody in this place. I know how's there to train hard and get fit to get inside the ring. But everybody, when they see me going down, when I'm knocked out, he's been not training, not understanding what was the problem. So now, my question is, how do we make these boys, or how do we make our society, how do we make my Muslim brothers, as they're growing up with so many challenges, how do we uplift them into going back to the mosque, go to the gym? You know what? How do we kill the anxiety? How do we kill the depression? How do we fight the battle as one another? Who do we intend to give this power right now into implementing this voice?
Sure.
Shukra Alhamdulillah.
He was a boxer. So, in his question, battle, boxing, fight, go down, gain muscle, because he was a boxer. No problem. Institute join karna.
When you want to become something, Hussein Bhai, then you have to join the institute.
Mostly. Alone, you can't do anything.
You cannot do anything by yourself, right?
I was in martial art. Many, many years, I did 8 hours exercise daily. I know exercise, you can't do exercise alone. You must have any partner.
Trainer.
You agree? That means you need any environment, you need any institution, you need any companion who motivate you. How can you do this? How can you do this? Agar aap अपनी किसी परेशानी और इस तरह की चीजों से निकलना चाहते हैं तो सबसे पहले आपको वो इंस्टीट्यूट वो माहौल ज्वाइन करना पड़ेगा जहां आपको इस तरह की बातें बताई जाएं कि आप अपने रब पर भरोसा करो और अपने रब पर एतमाद करो अल्लाह पाक सब बेहतर फरमा देगा
So whenever you want to come out of any anxiety, any stress, any problem, you have to join that institute where you have a partner and a motivator who will aid and help you to understand these matters.
You know, आपने बेंच लगाया राइट
यस सर
जब आप बेंच लगाते हैं तो एक पार्टनर आपके
पीछे खड़ा बिहाइंड
सपोर्ट पकड़ता है
प्लीज यू कैन डू विन कम ऑन
अच्छा आपको आपको पता है चीख निकलेगा मगर आपको उस पर भरोसा है कि वो मुझे गिरने नहीं देगा बंदे को बंदे पर भरोसा है और वो इतना बड़ा हैवी वेट उठाने के लिए तैयार हो गया तो जब बंदे को अपने रब पर सही भरोसा होगा तो वो क्या नहीं कर सकेगा
सुभान अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह सो ही सेज दैट फॉर एग्जांपल यू गो इन द जिम एंड अ पर्सन इज डूइंग बेंच प्रेसेस राइट सो देयर इज अ पर्सन हु विल देन सपोर्ट हिज एल्बो सपोर्ट हिम फ्रॉम बिहाइंड इवन दो दिस पर्सन इज स्ट्रगलिंग ही विल बी स्क्रीमिंग हाई इट्स हैवी But this person who's pushing the weights has trust in the next person. Though they both are humans, they both are bandas, they both are the slaves and the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how one servant is trusting the next servant? So if one servant can trust the next servant, though it is so heavy weight, it can drop, it can get damaged. But he places his trust that my friend is behind me, he got my back. If I'm going to drop this, he's going to catch. If a person can put trust and reliance upon the next banda, next servant of Allah, then imagine if you put the same trust in Allah Himself, the one who is the owner and the creator of everything.
So, ऐसे आदमी के साथ ऐसे शख्स का होना जरूरी है जो उसको हर वक्त ये बात याद दिलाता रहे. Don't worry, Allah with us.
Subhanallah. So, such a person is necessary for such a person who has a lot of questions, queries, and problems of the world to be associated with somebody who consistently will remind him and give him the power to think that Allah is with you.
Ghare Saur mein, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu tha.
In the cave of Saur, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
हिजरत का वक्त था.
It was during migration.
दुश्मन तलाश कर रहा था.
The enemies were in search.
दोनों गार के अंदर मौजूद हैं.
And both of these great personalities are in the cave.
सिद्दीक अकबर रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हु को अपना नहीं, रसूल पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के ताल्लुक से खौफ था कि दुश्मन नुकसान ना पहुंचा दे.
Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu was not most concerned for himself but rather for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the enemies should not cause any loss and nuqsan or harm or hurt to Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Akbar radiyallahu anhu ki ghabrahat thi.
It was his anxiety and his fear.
Us waqt pyare aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya farmaya tha?
At that time, what did our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say?
La tahzan
innallaha ma'ana.
Innallaha ma'ana. गम ना कर, अल्लाह हमारे साथ.
सुभान अल्लाह.
इस एक जुमले ने सिद्दीक अकबर को सुकून दे दिया.
क्या बात, सुभान अल्लाह.
बस हमारे साथ ऐसे लोग हों जो हमें ये कह दें, ला तहजन
इन्नल्लाह मअना. सुभान अल्लाह.
गम ना कर, अल्लाह हमारे साथ. जब ये सपोर्टिंग होगी ना तो ये सब चीजों से निकल जाएगा.
सुभान अल्लाह. सो व्हेन सिद्दीक अकबर रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु एक्सपीरियंस फियर इन द केव एट दैट टाइम, व्हाट डिड द बिलवड नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से टू हिम? ला तहजन इन्नल्लाह मअना. इट्स अ कुरानिक वर्स that do not fear, Allah is with us. The moment the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said these words to Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, instantly his anxiety was gone. He experienced calmness. So likewise, in all walks of life, we should always have a companion who will tell us, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Do not fear, Allah is with us.
Example deta hu ki apne rab par kaisa bharosa hona chahiye.
I'll give you some examples as to how should you place your trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Just take example, like
one example.
Aap mein se kisne apne bacche ko uchhala hai?
How many of us have played with the children, throwing them and catching them?
Who?
All of us, I think.
kon kar raha hai?
Who has played with the children like that? Have you carried any child and played with them? Raise your hands, whoever has done so.
Okay.
MashaAllah.
Bachcha rota hasta hai.
Does a child cry or laugh when you do that?
Laugh. Kyun?
Why?
Usko pata hai jisne mujhe uchhala hai na, wo mujhe girne nahi dega.
Allahu. Why does a child not cry? Why he laughs? Because he knows the one who threw me will also catch me.
Us bachche ko jitna apne baap par bharosa hai, socho bande ko apne rab par kitna bharosa hona chahiye.
That child who has so much of trust on his father, how much of trust should he have upon his rab then, upon his creator?
Ye jab tak aisa mahol nahi milega na Hussain bhai, jab tak aisa mahol nahi milega, hamari wo kaifiyat, hamari wo cheeze dur nahi hogi. We need complete environment like a Dawat Islam.
Until we do not find that environment where you are consistently reminded about your creator, about you returning to Allah, it becomes very hard to come out of the anxieties and the struggles of the dunya. You always need to have a companion who will remind you time and again, over and again, about your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about how should you become a better person.
Ab usko pareshani hai to ke chalo wuzu karo, namaz padhte hain, aao quran padhte hain, durood sharif padhte hain, zikr azkar karte hain aur apne rab ko yaad karte hain, apne rab se dua karte hain, Allah sab acha kar dega. ये वर्डिंग जब हम सुनते हैं ना तो हमारे अंदर एक तब्दीली और हमारे अंदर एक सुकून और एक राहत पैदा होना शुरू हो जाती है.
So when you have any problem that hit you, you need to have a companion who will instantly remind you, chalo let's go read salah, let's go recite Quran Pak, let's perform some awrad, some zikr o askar, some invocations, let's do this good deed, let's perform that good deed. Why? Because that friend will tell you this, and because of this instantly you'll feel better.
Because kaifiyat pe jaane ke liye waqt lagta hai.
And to reach that condition and that state, it takes time. But this environment is very important, to be in such an environment where every person has one friend who will remind him.
Ek koi bhi ek shakhs aapke paas Hussain bhai aata hai aur aap wo kehta hai ki main aapki tarah boxer banna chahta hu.
If any person came up to you and said, Hussain bhai, I want to become a boxer like yourself,
और आप वो बोले नहीं just only one day
in one day I want to become like you Hussein bhai for example he's giving you
right ja ban jayega
can he become one in one day can he become a boxer in one day just like that
so he can't become a boxer in one day but I can give him the mindset the dream
mindset nahi mindset to uska tha tabhi to aaya hai
no he had his mindset that is why he came to you
he had dream tabhi to aaya hai
he had dreamt it that's why he came to you
he had passion tabhi to aaya hai
He had the passion, that is why he came to you.
अब आप उसको देगा कि उसके पास तो है सारा.
So what you gonna give him? He already had it. That's why he came to you.
He have willing. He need only
skill.
Skill.
Now he needs the tricks and the skills to get to the ring. He already got motivation.
वो आपके पास आया है skill लेने के लिए. Will तो उसके पास already है.
He has the will. He just needs a skill. But can he get the skill in one day?
Will is important. Skill is not important. Muhammad Ali, boxer.
It's important. The skill is very important.
Skill is very important, but more than will is important. You know Muhammad Ali, boxer.
Gee.
Right? When he go down in green, and then he
stand up.
Stand up. उसने कहा Muhammad Ali किले Muhammad Ali boxer. उसने कहा skill ने मुझे गिरा दिया. Will ne mujhe utha
Allahu Akbar so when Muhammad Ali got knocked down in one of his matches he said my skill caused me to get knocked out but my will caused me to be picked up again
that time he said his skill is important but will is more important
so that's the time when Muhammad Ali Clay said skill is important but more important than the skill is your will to do something
pehle hamare andar ek will aati hai ki mujhe kuch karna hai aur phir usko sikhaya jata hai ki ye kaise karna hai
So every human goes through one thing. First, the will will come, and then after the skill will come. The will, I want to do this.
Question.
Recently, I had an experience where in one family, the father was complaining that his children are unruly, they don't obey, and each child had a phone in his hand playing games. So I pointed out to him because of this, the children are being spoiled, but they don't understand. So what advice can you give the parents? Especially those, you find this is a common problem, social media, where people are addicted to it and it's destroying families as well. And just to give one more example, one person approached me, he was a revert Muslim, and he said his wife, from the time he gets up, she's on the social media, no breakfast, nothing. And he has got one daughter, also on the social media. He says, he very rich person, he says, I provide with them with everything. When I come from work, I come home, the meal is not prepared because they are so addicted to social media and he said eventually he gave his wife talaq
kya addiction ek din mein ho gayi
was the addiction done in one day's time
jab ek din mein addiction nahi hui na ek din mein addiction jayegi bhi nahi
so if in one day the person was not addicted so in one day he can't leave that addiction either
jab buri aadat aane mein waqt lagana to buri aadat ke jaane mein bhi waqt lagega
When any bad habit, a person caught a bad habit after some time, slowly, slowly, gradually. So likewise, that bad habit will also leave gradually.
अगर आप किसी की बुरी आदत से उसको निकालना चाहते हैं, तो आपके पास सिवाय इसके कि नरमी इख्तियार करें, आपके और कोई ऑप्शन नहीं है.
If you want to take out a person from any bad habit, you got no other option but to be soft and kind-hearted towards that person.
मोहब्बत हो जाती है बंदे को उस काम से.
Because a person falls in love with that particular action that he is doing.
और जिससे मोहब्बत हो जाए ना बंदा उसकी बुराई नहीं सुनता.
And the person who falls in love with something, he doesn't like to hear bad about the thing.
बुरा दोस्त बन गया. अब बाप अगर उसके दोस्त की बुराई करेगा ना, तो उसको अपने बाप से नफरत शुरू हो जाएगी.
Sometimes a person joins the wrong company, and you're giving the right advice to leave that bad company, but he gets very upset and angry. He will even go against his father.
या तो उसको शुरू से समझा दिया जाता.
Either he would have been explained from the inception, from the very beginning.
Mobile हाथ पे देने से पहले समझा दिया जाता.
Before the mobile was given to him in his hand, he should have been explained at that time.
जैसे माँ करती है.
Like how the mother does.
माँ अपनी बेटी को किचन में जब किचन फ्रेंडली बनाती है और जब उसके हाथ में नाइफ देती है तो माँ समझा देती है कि नाइफ को ऐसे इस्तेमाल करना वरना उंगली कट जाएगी.
अल्लाह हू अकबर.
बगैर नाइफ का इस्तेमाल सिखाए माँ अपनी बेटी के हाथ में नाइफ नहीं देती. तो आपने बगैर मोबाइल के साइड इफेक्ट बताए बगैर अपने बच्चे के हाथ में मोबाइल क्यों दे दिया?
So when a mother wants her daughter to become kitchen friendly, so when the daughter starts to help in the kitchen, when the mother gives a knife to the child, to the daughter, does she just give the knife like that, or should she give some advice? The first advice the mother would give is, look after this, watch out how you use the knife, it's very sharp. So just like that, when the mother advised the daughter how to hold the knife, why didn't the father and mother didn't advise the child before giving a mobile? That this is a mobile and this is what he can do to you.
Bigger sikhaye, bigger training ke, bigger ko samjhaye, aap car nahi dete, aapne mobile kaise de diya?
Without training, you can't give a vehicle, then how did you give a mobile?
Addiction ho gayi hai. To ab usko samjhane ke liye, usko engage karna padega, aap apne saath engage kare.
Now to make him understand, you have to get him engaged with yourself.
Aap kahenge usko chhod do.
You will say, leave this.
Ye nahi chhod sakega.
He can't leave it.
क्योंकि वो अब खाली फारिग हो गया.
Because now he is completely free.
तो उसको अब engage करें किसी चीज में.
So engage him into something.
अगर वालिद या वालिदा या फैमिली में वो उसको engage करेंगे अच्छी चीजों में तो आहिस्ता 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 वो निकलेगा. फिर आहिस्ता आहिस्ता उसके अंदर अब खौफ खुदा पैदा करें, उसके अंदर एहसास जिम्मेदारी पैदा करें, उसके अंदर बुराई से नफरत पैदा करें. टेक टाइम, वक्त लगेगा, मैं इंशाल्लाह ताला वो रिकवर हो जाएगा. जैसे कि कोई नशे का आदी होता है, इंटॉक्सिकेंट आप ले लें, तो उसको बाकायदा ट्रीटमेंट के साथ उसको वहाँ से निकाला जाता है. वक्त तक तक टेक टाइम. वो पेरेंट्स को चाहिए कि जल्दबाजी ना करें, इंगेज करें, उसको अच्छा माहौल दें, अच्छी सोहबत दें. फिर इसका ये होगा कि वो कन्वर्ट हो जाएगा, वो बुरी वीडियोज से अच्छी वीडियोज की तरफ आ जाएगा, वो गलत चीजें देखने के बजाय अच्छी चीजें देखने की तरफ आ जाएगा. हो सकता है वो वीडियो से बाहर ना आए, मगर उसकी वीडियो देखने का जो तसव्वुर है, जो ख्याल है, वो बदल जाएगा और वो अच्छी चीजें देखेगा, बुरी चीजें नहीं देखेगा, उसको अपने रब से डर लगेगा.
सो द समरी ऑफ व्हाट हजरत हैज मेंशन इज दैट व्हेनेवर यू वांट टू स्टॉप एनी पर्सनस बैड हैबिट्स, इन्वॉल्व देम एंड एंगेज देम इन सम गुड एक्टिविटीज. Gradually, slowly, but surely, they will leave that bad habit. Possibly, they can leave it. Or, for example, a person watches bad videos, or wrong videos, whatever he's watching. But because you engaged him in some good activities, some nice actions and nice activities, maybe he can't stop watching those videos, but the liking that he used to have towards it, that will stop slowly, gradually. He wouldn't have that list for the things that he used to do before. So, that happens when you involve a person into some good activities. So mothers and fathers, parents out there should look for activities in which they should and must involve their children, which is beneficial for them. And these good activities will help to overcome the bad ones.
Nature ye hai ki burai banda jaldi ikhtiyar karta hai, kyunki wahan par uski burai ikhtiyar karne mein nafs aur shaitan uska saath de rahe hote hain. अच्छाई की तरफ थोड़ा देर से जाता है कि वह नफ्स और शैतान रुकावट डाल रहे होते हैं. वालिदैन या कोई भी अच्छे दोस्त हैं, उनको ये देखना है कि मैं इससे नहीं लड़ रहा, इससे जिस नफ्स और शैतान का सामना है मैं असल में उससे लड़ रहा हूँ. तो मुझे मेरे नफ्स और शैतान से भी लड़ना है, मुझे उसके नफ्स और शैतान से भी लड़ना है, तब जाकर हम दो ही कामयाबी के रास्ते पर आ सकेंगे.
सो दिस इज द ह्यूमन नेचर, इट्स इन आवर फितरत दैट ह्यूमंस अट्रैक्टेड टू इविल थिंग्स फास्टर देन गुड थिंग्स. Things which are not good will attract you quicker, and things which are beneficial will make you delay in matters like that. So we should understand that we have the inner devil, the shaitan, which is inside us, our nafs, our carnal desires, which always gives us the wrong advices to follow and to do. So we have to fight that inner shaitan, and then we have the open enemy as well. And a person doesn't have to speak to himself and to mold himself into this better character, into this better person.
Is it haram to go to a non-believer's funeral and help them with the rituals that they do?
Islam hame ijazat nahi deta.
Islam doesn't give us permission to do that.
You can go and do nothing.
Even if it's your family, you shouldn't go, because this is Islamic teachings, right? And due to condolences, as the Darul Ifta and Mufti Sahab, Ulama Ikram in Islam have taught us, right? So you can't give condolences, for example, shame, sorry, Allah must make him rest in peace. You can't make any dua like that, because he never died with iman, right?
Maybe this time, many people, they cannot understand this Islamic principles. But inshallah, when he read Quran properly, and when he read Hadith properly, and when he understand what's the hikmat, wisdom and benefits regarding this principles, inshallah ta'ala, he will be happy.
So basically, Hazrat has mentioned that we need to understand this principle in Islam, and you should not attend such funerals of a non-Muslim person.
Right. So the question I have is in regards to the modern day we are living in, and the ways in which to make money is very easy. Social media, for example.
Modern zamane mein hai aur is zamane mein paisa banana bahut easy hai. Aasan hai galat tarike se, galat raste se.
You know, Facebook, YouTube, you make video, they pay you. So now my question is, Dawati Islami is building a lot of masajid, mosque, everywhere in South Africa. And we're having a lot of students, scholars, alim, they're coming out. But most of them, they don't have job, right? They don't have ways to make money. How can we create opportunities for our Muslim brothers and sisters to be able to participate in this economy and to be able to empower themselves and their families without passing the boundaries of Islam, of what is haram, what is halal? How can we put it in such a way that Pakistan, for example, you know, in Pakistan, I'm sure there are ways in which people, they make halal money. But in South Africa, for the South African local Muslim, it's very difficult. What can we do? What are some of the things that we can do that can maybe copy things that are done in Pakistan? Some things in social media, they look like, you know, I can take video. Maybe I'm doing haram, you know. How can I make sure that I'm safeguarding myself while trying to make sure that I'm also making a way to make money?
Our role model, not Pakistan and not other countries. Our model is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And the Quran says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا خُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةٌ.
O believers, come into Islam completely.
اگر آپ کی خواہشیں بہت زیادہ ہیں نا, تو آپ کے لئے یہ چیزیں آتی ہیں کہ آپ اس کو حرام سے کمالیں, اس کو اس سے کمالیں.
If a person has too many desires, then he then decides, okay, let me make money this way, let me make money that way. When you've got too many desires and hopes.
مگر آپ کو ایک average life گزارنی ہے نا.
If you want to live an average life,
تو شاید اس طرف دھیان کم جائے گا.
Then maybe it's possible that your mind will go very less towards this side.
In دعوت اسلامی, اگر آپ لکھتے ہیں, پڑھتے ہیں, درس نظامی کر لیتے ہیں, امامت آتی ہے, الحمدللہ آپ کی اچھی آمدنی ہو جاتی ہے, آپ امامت کرتے ہیں تو اس سے آپ کی سیلری مل جاتی ہے, آپ قرآن پڑھاتے ہیں اس سے سیلری مل جاتی ہے, آپ دیگر جو درس نظامی اگر پڑھ لیا ہے اور پڑھاتے ہیں تو وہاں ایز اے ٹیچر آپ کو سیلری مل جاتی ہے, تو الحمدللہ ایک بہت اچھا گزارا ہو جاتا ہے. پھر آپ اسے اپنی فیملی بھی سنبھال سکتے ہیں اور آپ اپنا ایک اچھی سوشل لائف گزار سکتے ہیں.
سو یو اف یو این آرگنائزیشن فار ایگزامپل یو آر ورکنگ ان دعوت اسلامی, یو ڈیڈ امامت, you can earn some nice money. You're teaching Quran Pak, you can earn some nice money. You can read and write and do other activities, you can earn some good money. So there are scopes and there are opportunities for a person in Dawat Islami to make money, for him to earn a decent salary, average salary, not a person with too much of desires and hopes. You are going to get paid enough that you can be a happy person.
For the masjid that Dawat Islami built, everywhere that Dawat Islami build masjid, then there's new Muslims, they are coming. The new Muslim, they embrace Islam, but now, you know, they don't want to do haram, you know? There is no economic participation programs, something that's going to cause progressive development for the new reverts.
Unko pehle course karwaya jaye aur Islam ki mohabbat, din ki mohabbat dil mein rasikh ki jaye.
Those people who just embrace Islam, now you don't want them to go back to the previous habits. They have to be taught Islam correctly, properly, the fundamental and basic things about haram and halal. When they are taught that, then that fear will be in their heart and that fear will help for them not to go back to the sin, to the guna and those activities that they were involved in. From the time they take the shahada, they must be taught, they must go through this process of learning and teaching, after which the love for doing those sins will not be there in the heart anymore. But you can't just take the shahada and say, right, you're a Muslim, from today your life changed. He will go back.
One person in restaurant.
One new Muslim in a restaurant.
And wo sharab pee raha.
And he's drinking alcohol.
Thodi der ke uske paas ek Musliman aata hai.
After a few moments, a Muslim brother went up to him.
Usko Islam ki daawat deta hai.
And gave him da'wah towards Islam, invitation towards Islam.
وہ کلمہ پڑھ کے مسلمان ہو جاتا ہے.
And then that person who was drinking in the restaurant, he recites the kalima and becomes a Muslim.
کیا وہ پھر شراب پیتا ہے؟
Will he drink alcohol again?
یہ دل کیسے بدل گیا؟
How his heart just changed like that?
یہ بس اللہ کی رحمت ہے.
It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
دل بدل جاتا ہے.
the heart does change.
You badalte hain badalne wale.
This is how they change when they change. Those who change, they change like that.
No, so I'm saying this in regards to, you see, in the new masjids and the people we've been watching. So I've been watching carefully. The masjid is a place for us to seek refuge. You know, we want to run away from the streets. You know, we want to get away from the streets. So we go to the masjid. Masjid to learn Quran. You know, you can learn hadith, stand the whole day. But because of the social pressures, you know, because we have to make a living. Like in South Africa, this is the biggest thing as a South African, you know, is to make a living. You must make some sort of living. Yes, us. You know, I'm old. I chose deen. You know, I chose Islam. I have two sons. You know, I just told Allah, Allah, you know what? I'll trust you. Let me learn deen. But still, the situations, the pressures and the willingness, for example, one of the brothers who was there is no longer coming to masjid because now he's looking for a job. But the job is taking him from the masjid. Now he's going to look for a job. Now he's now in haram, you know, because now they are looking for opportunity. What can we do? What kind of program, you know, I'm trying to instill this thing for us as Dawat Islam is spreading. People are spreading. People are starting to know. But then they come to the masjid, but we don't have anything that has development. We don't have anything that says, oh, now you're a new Muslim. Come here. This is what we're going to do. Come here, you know. While it will enrich them. You know, somebody will believe in you when you say, hey, my brother, here, I'm helping you. Here's a job. Hey, my brother, oh, I'm helping. Here's food. You know, today we're talking about biryani. Biryani brought somebody to Islam, you know. Though, same time, I'm saying, you know, I'm seeing these challenges of our brothers. You know, we're having these challenges to say, ish, isn't there something that maybe we can start to do? Some sort of system, some sort of program.
Kya karna chahiye?
So that's why I was copying Pakistan because, you know, in Pakistan, a lot of things, they are Islamic.
I'm asking you, what is the solution you give?
If you are making a masjid and you have something coming, then what
do? If you were building mosques everywhere and this question comes to you, this problem and situation comes to you, what will be your answer to this?
Alhamdulillah. Me, I was asking now in reference to Pakistan. Because, you know, in Pakistan is more Islamic.
Have you been to Pakistan?
He's asking you.
No. I just check online. I just read online. Oh, what is Pakistan? Ah, Pakistan is mostly Islamic. You know, there's a lot of Muslims, 80% Muslim. I read online. You see? So I'm thinking, oh, if Pakistan is a lot of Muslim, maybe we can copy some program there in Pakistan and bring it this side.
Jab Pakistan mein itna musalman hai to gair muslimon ke sath wo kya kar raha hoga kaise pata chalega wahan to taqriban musalman hai aapko to example aise mulk ki leni hogi ki jahan par gair muslim zyada musalman hote hain aur wahan unka support kiya jata hai. You forget, you ignore kya Pakistan mein ho raha hai. Simple question is that agar aap hamari jagah hote to aap kya karte?
Hazrat saying leave all of that, right? The example you given for Pakistan was wrong because Pakistan is 90% Muslims, 10% non-Muslims. But you are comparing yourself to a country where there's more non-Muslims here and less Muslims here. So the example that you are trying to take is from the wrong country. You must look for a country where there are Muslims also in minority, not in majority. So Hazrat is now asking you a question. If you were a person building masajid, what would you do? What will be your stance? What will be your position? What is the answer to your own question?
Okay. Obviously, the answer to my question, without a lot of knowledge, would be to say that we need to implement some systems, some progressive economic
structured
programs and structures in place that will allow even the sheikh who became alim, yeah, that even when he plays, he can do economic participation. Not only that he's going to look at, I'm going to be imam, that I'm going to be, you know, at the masjid, but also he can say, look, okay, I'm qualified, I'm alim, I know what is halal, I know what is haram, but let me now participate with economic development in such a way that is halal.
So you want, he must earn his money through way. Salary must come from imamate, salary must come through business.
So I'm saying that the structures, that for us, maybe some sort of structures that we can put in place, you know, some sort of systems.
I think what he's trying to say is we need to start adding to the masjids and to our programs. We need to start adding some kind of skill sets. So if you're building a masjid, we put up a hall or a small factory set up and teach them to sew something that the
vocational training center.
Gee, so the masjids need to go along with those. Masjid must go along with that together, hand in hand. So he doesn't have to miss his salah. It's the mosque and the place where he works is in the same area. He doesn't miss his salah, and he's got
role. Plumbering, carpenter,
correct.
Technician,
correct.
Mechanical work,
correct. Because that work you can do from your house or from that center. You don't have to go out.
The skill development program.
Alhamdulillah, and in my just my opinion, I don't know if it's the because it's not only going to be Muslims bringing their cars there for repairs or getting whatever done there. There's going to be a lot of Nasaras, and when they see how we conduct ourselves, inshallah, they'll also come our way.
Note it.
Inshallah, jazakallah. And just one more comment from my side. We need, I think, what's being recorded here, the answers, mashallah, alhamdulillah, you are gifted, Hadisab. These things need to be going on social media like WhatsApp, YouTube, that easily available social media. Because to get the youth like this again, I can tell you, it's going to be very difficult, all in one place again. So we need to even think of our programs to say we must target our programs must be more youth-based. Get the youth in because we only find them at Juma and we don't, there's no question and answer session. You understand? So we need to get them, we need to hold just question and answer sessions. Maybe in our kafilas, maybe we need to see, maybe dedicate one day, you know. Or see, let's see how we can do it. Because I remember when we were there at the ballroom not so long ago, I think was it last year or the year before, when you spoke about the high divorce rate.
Yeah.
And you gave some brilliant, brilliant advice. And you said to the husband and the wife, if they're arguing and they're fighting, they need to do is smile.
Smile.
And ask them by
and thanks. Smile and thanks.
Thanks, correct. So ask them by and the people that know me, I do a lot of MC work and mainly for weddings. And I think at your nephew's, you heard me. And I, this is the knowledge I'm imparting before I leave on the mic to everyone, married and not married, you see. So, alhamdulillah. So, those kind of things need to go out more to the public.
Sometimes you start off in life, you know, maybe not praying all your salahs. You start off maybe two or three. Now you got to a point, alhamdulillah, you pray all five. But you sort of feel sometimes robotic. You know, you like... How do we, especially with Ramadan coming up, you know, you don't want to go straight from maybe just being robotic, only praying your five times salah, to like, you know, now trying to add on. It's a bit difficult. Like, what is a good way or a roadmap, you know, to, is that it's just about time and, you know, adding on to like get to a point where, you know what, you're sitting on the musalla and you're completely happy for 1 hour. You know, you're praying a lot, like, but you're completely happy. It's not just, like, now we got to a point, okay, you're praying your five times salah, but sometimes it feels, you know, robotic. Like, you're there, you pray your salah, make 2 minutes dua, and you're gone, you know? So, especially with Ramadan coming up, how do you, you know, not just in one night, Ramadan's here, and now, you know what, I need to increase, you know, my ibadat, yeah. So, what's a good roadmap or way to say, you know what?
Sandeek's roadmap, we want to know that अचानक से तो नेक बन नहीं सकते हैं रमजान आने वाला है अचानक से हम तमाम चीजें तो नहीं कर पाएंगे एक ही मंथ के अंदर शुरुआत ही से तो किस तरीके से हम अपने आप को बनाएं कि हम इन चीजों से यूज्ड हो जाए अभी कुछ बच्चे ऐसे हैं कुछ लोग इनके दोस्तों में से हैं कि दो वक्त की नमाज शुरू कर चुके हैं लेकिन उनको पता है कि 5 तक पहुंचना है पांचों वक्त की नमाज फर्ज है सिर्फ दो का नहीं है लेकिन सब लोग यह सोचते हैं कि ग्रेजुअली शुरू करेंगे तो हम आ जाएंगे उसके अंदर धीरे-धीरे धीरे-धीरे आ जाएंगे लेकिन हम लोग रोबोटिक की तरह बन चुके हैं कि बस वो एक रिचुअल है बस 2 मिनट दुआ कर लिए 2 मिनट नमाज पढ़ लिए फिर निकल पड़े ऐसा नहीं है कि रغبت है दिल लग रहा है दिल जमाई के साथ इस काम को कर रहे हैं
सबसे बड़ा प्रॉब्लम है माहौल नहीं नाउ वी आर सिटिंग हियर दिस इज अ रिलीजियस एनवायरनमेंट सो What's question in your mind? Religious or non-religious?
Religious.
Due to this environment.
Allahu Akbar.
Agar ye environment na hota, koi aur environment hota, musical environment hota, mingling environment hota, to kya aapke zehen mein mazhabi sawal aata?
We are right now in a religious gathering. You said yes. The question that's coming to your mind is religious or worldly? Religious as well. Why? Because the mahol, environment is religious. If you were in a non-religious environment, would Islamic questions come to your mind in a non-Islamic gathering? No. So the gatherings makes a difference.
Pancho namazein parna ye lazim hai. Isme aap gradually nahi kar sakte.
5 times of salah, it is compulsory, and a person cannot come into it gradually.
Ab usko mahol milega to automatically yahan chale jayenge.
Now, if such a person got environment, he will instantly go into 5 times salahs.
Ayub check. Rajab Sharif and Shaban, both month before Ramadan, in dono mahino mein ibadat aur rozon ki kasrat, ye preparation hai Maah Ramzan ki.
Because you asked a question for Ramadan, so Hazrat is saying Rajab and Shaban, these 2 months are before Ramadan, and the virtues of making more dhikr, askar, ibadat in that month is also very important, that prepares you for the month of Ramadan.
Ab dekhiye Ramzan ko padne ka ek dua hai, Allahumma barik lana fi rajabiyum wa shaban wa balighna ramadan. Ya Allah, hame rajab wa shaban mein barkat ata kar aur hame ramadan se mila. To ye jo mahol automatically rajab wa shaban mein ye mahol banta hai, hum nafli roze rakh lete hain, ibadat ki taraf aate hain taki ramadan ko bhi achhi tarah ibadat mein guzar sake.
So there is a dua to meet with the month of Ramadan as well. Oh Allah, grant me blessings and barakah in the month of Rajab and Shaban, and make me meet with the month of Ramadan. This month is already teaching us and telling us that we need to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Extra fasting, nawafil, namaz, zikru, askar, ibadat. All these things will prep a person for the actual month of Ramadan al-Kareem.
I joined Dawat Islam in 1991 when I was 21 year old. I have gathering out of Dawat Islami, mostly my friends non-religious, and I joined Dawat Islami 1991. But I can't avoid my friend circle, because they are my friends, good friends. Okay, main proper masjid ki taraf ja nahi sakta tha, lekin jab mujhse wo gathering chali gayi aur mujhe ye mahol pura mil gaya, alhamdulillah main pura masjid mein aa gaya.
Subhanallah, subhan. You understood that very, mashallah, beautiful point Hazrat said. In 1991, he joined Dawat Islami when he was 21 years old. He had 2 types of companies. One was the company of the organization where he joined in, and the other was his circle of friends, the people that he used to accompany and join. But until he had that company, he was not fully involved in this type of activities. And slowly, 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 the moment he freed himself from that company of his friends, then he fully got absorbed and joined into the organization.
I give you one more example. Ek aad inhone pakda, pakda. Did you grip my hand? You boxer, haath hi nikal dena. No. Theek hai. Ab main ab apna thoda one by one. Right. Ab मैं कहां जाऊं? अगर मुझे इस तरफ जाना है, राइट साइड, मुझे राइट साइड जाना है, तो मैं इससे हाथ छोड़ाऊंगा, वरना मेरा दोनों तरफ हाथ होगा तो मैं तो यूं भी होऊंगा, यूं भी होऊंगा, यूं भी होऊंगा, यूं भी होऊंगा.
सुभान अल्लाह, सुभान
अल्लाह. अगर मुझे इस तरफ जाना है तो मुझे इससे हाथ छोड़ाना पड़ेगा.
सुभान अल्लाह, सुभान अल्लाह, सुभान अल्लाह.
हमारा प्रॉब्लम ये है, एक तो दोनों हाथ इधर है, जाना ही नहीं इधर. और कुछ लोग हैं जिन्होंने एक हाथ इधर दिया, एक इधर इधर दिया, वो इधर खींचता है, वो इधर खींचता है, ये जाएगा किधर?
अल्लाह.
अगर आपने प्रॉपर सीधी तरफ जाना है तो आपको उल्टी तरफ से हाथ छुड़ाना पड़ेगा, वरना लटकता रहेगा लाइक अ पेंडुलम.
So we so I was pulling to the left and Hussein Bhai was pulling to the right. Hazrat is saying your whole life you're going to be like this, right and left, where do you want to go? If you chose the right, then you will take your hands out from the left side and you will automatically go to the right. But if you don't know yourself, so that left friendship is pulling to the left, yeah, okay, I'm coming. The right is pulling to the right, yeah, I'm coming. So the whole life you're going to go right, left, you need to say one side, not both sides. If you want to go right, it's your choice to leave the left, then you'll join the right completely.
Karbala chalte hain.
Let's go to Karbala.
Hur radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki bargah mein hazir
hain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Aap khade Yazidi lashkar mein.
He's saying, let's take you to Karbala. Let's go to Karbala to understand this matter now. Hazrat Hur radiyallahu anhu was also a great personality, but he was on the side of Yazid, in the army of the Yazid.
Wahan daulat hai.
There is wealth over there.
Wahan par ohda hai.
There is statuses over there.
Aur wahan aur is tarah ki bahut kuch hai.
And lots of things like that on Yazid's side.
Samne Imam Hussain khade.
In front is Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu.
फरमाते है कोई जो आले रसूल पर अपनी जान दे उसको जन्नत की बिशारत देते हैं.
अल्लाहू इज देयर एनीवन टू सैक्रिफाइस हिज लाइफ अपॉन द फैमिली ऑफ प्रोफेसर अल्लाह अलैहि वसल्लम देन आई कैन गिव हिम द ग्लैड टाइडिंग्स ऑफ जन्नत.
हजरत हुर रजील्लाहु तआला ने घोड़े पर बेचैन है.
हजरत हुर रजील्लाहु अनहु वाज माउंटेड ऑन हिज हॉर्स एंड ही वाज बेचैन, ही वाज रेस्टलेस.
आपका भाई आपके पास आता है.
हिज ब्रदर केम अप टू हिम.
कहते हैं हुर, मैंने तुम्हें बड़े बड़े जंगों में देखा मगर तुम बहुत बहादुर हो, कभी घबरा नहीं है.
Oh my brother, I have seen you in big, big battles. You are not a person to vibrate and to shake out of fear. I have seen your strength. I have seen you being a warrior.
मगर आज क्या बात है कि तुम बेचैन हो?
What's the reason today that I see you so restless, yet you are not like this? You're a warrior, you're a fighter.
आपने जवाब क्या दिया ये बताओ.
I'm going to tell you what answer he gave.
आप फरमाते एक ताकत है जो मुझे जहन्नम की तरफ खींच रही है.
He's saying there is one power which is pulling me towards the hellfire.
और एक कुव्वत है जो मुझे जन्नत की तरफ खींच रही है.
And there is another magnetic pull which is taking me towards Jannat.
ये कहते हुए आपने घोड़े पर अपनी एड़ी मारी.
Allahu Akbar. As he was saying this to his brother, he then gave a hit with his heels to his horse.
और एक जुमला आपकी ज़बान से निकला.
And a word emanated from his tongue. From
हो सके तो जन्नत की तरफ ही जाना चाहिए.
He's saying, "Ho sake, if it's possible, then go towards paradise."
आप उस लश्कर से निकले हज़रत इमाम हुसैन की बारगाह में आज़ेर.
So he left the bad army and he joined the right army, the army of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
The group of Imam Hussein.
और आप पर हज़रत हूर ने अपनी जान देकर शहीद हो गए.
And हज़रत हूर radiyallahu anhu then sacrificed his life upon Ali Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he became a jannati.
जान तो हज़रत हूर की उस पर जानी थी.
हज़रत हूर radiyallahu anhu either way was going to sacrifice his life. Either way he was going to leave this world.
अगर वहाँ जाती यजीद के लश्कर में.
If he was going to lose his life in the army of the Yazid,
तो इनको याद कैसे किया जाता?
So how we were going to remember him?
मगर इनकी जान गई इमाम हुसैन की मोहब्बत.
But his life was taken out in the army of Imam Hussein radiyallahu
anhu. इस्लाम की मोहब्बत में.
In the love of Islam.
अहले बैत की मोहब्बत में.
In the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
हमारी ज़बान से निकला radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
So our tongues are saying radiyallahu anhu, Allah be pleased with him.
आज हम इनको अपना मॉडल बना रहे हैं.
Today we are making him our model.
हो सके तो जन्नत की तरफ जाना चाहिए.
Because he said, if it's possible, then go towards paradise. When his brother was questioning him.
तो ये एक ताकत और एक कुव्वत का मुकाबला है.
There is a battle between the power and ताकत and कुव्वत.
शैतान उसकी ताकत हमें जहन्नम की तरफ खींच रही होती है.
Shaitan's power is taking us towards the hellfire.
और रहमान के बंदे हमें जन्नत की तरफ खींच रहे होते हैं.
Subhanallah. And the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is pulling us towards Jannat.
बस हमें शैतान से हाथ छुड़ाना है.
बस वी हैव टू लीव आवर हैंड्स फ्रॉम शैतान.
और रहमान के नेक बंदों के हाथों में हाथ देना है.
एंड गिव आवर हैंड्स इनटू द पायस सर्वेंट्स ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला हु इज रहमान.
और जन्नत की तरफ बढ़ना.
एंड गो टुवर्ड्स जन्नत एंड पैराडाइज इटसेल्फ.
ये रास्ता नमाज का है.
दिस इज द पाथ ऑफ सलाह.
ये रास्ता सच का है.
दिस इज द पाथ ऑफ स्पीकिंग द ट्रुथ.
आपने कहा ना कि हम ऐसा क्या करें.
हज़रत यू आस्क व्हाट मस्ट वी डू.
सच बोले.
स्पीक द ट्रुथ.
मार्केट में है ना.
Be in the markets.
सच बोले.
Speak the truth.
मौसीकी ना सुने.
Don't listen to music.
निगाहों की हिफाजत करें.
Control your gaze.
हलाल रोजी कमाए.
Earn रिस्क हलाल.
माँ बाप की खिदमत करें.
Serve your parents.
हुकूक अदा करें.
Fulfill all the responsibilities and rights.
अल्लाह ने दिया तो उसकी राह में charity करें.
If Allah has given us and spent in His path as well.
हराम माल आए तो उसको छोड़ दें.
If haram and forbidden wealth has come, then leave it completely.
पांचों नमाज़ें पाबंदी के साथ सही अदा करें.
Read your five daily salahs with jamaat properly.
अल्लाह ने जिस काम को करने को है वो करें.
The work that Allah has told us to do, we should do.
जिस काम से रोका है उसे रुक जाएं.
And the work that we are forbidden to do from, we must stop and avoid that work.
जन्नत का रास्ता नहीं तो क्या?
That is the path to paradise. If that's not the path, then which is the path of paradise?
ये नेकों का रास्ता है.
This is the path of the pious.
ये अच्छों का रास्ता है.
This is the path of the good people.
So you know, like everyone is saying, you know, the world is moving fast. Sometimes you have halal desires, you know, maybe a job promotion or you know something like that. How do you like? Sometimes you know you're making dua. You're making dua for akhirat. You want to make dua even you know for some maybe worldly desires. But sometimes you feel bad. You know you don't want to make dua for a worldly thing. Maybe you know because you feel like that's not your purpose. How do we balance that? Like you know to make dua for. You know, something, it didn't be halal in this world. Maybe a job promotion or something.
Allah Paak ne hume dono dua ki taalim di hai.
Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us for both the supplications.
Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Hamare liye pehle to duniya ki behtri ki dua hai. Iske baad akhirat ki behtri ki dua hai. Aur aag ke azab se bachne ki dua hai. तो दुनिया में रहकर तो हम आखरत का फायदा करेंगे.
So subhanallah, Allah has taught us how to have the balance. We ask for dunya, the blessings of the world and the blessings of the hereafter and freedom from the hellfire. So we are living in the dunya, yet we are asking for benefit in the akhirat. We are living here, you are planting the seed here for the hereafter basically.
Dil ko aao kar le roshan. Dil ko aao kar le roshan. Aao seekhe deen ki baatein.